In the northern parts of the country, they dance a form of Morris called Carnival Morris or Fluffy Morris. Many people don't actually recognise it as being part of traditional Morris dance, although it seems otherwise. It seems as though it was very much derived from the original traditional Morris, as Callie found out when she spoke to Jeff Bibby on the phone.
Right, hi Jeff, thanks very much for talking to us. Just wondering if you could inform the listeners, if they're like me, they won't have any idea what Carnival Morris is. So could you just tell me really what it is?
Most people would look at the carnival dancing and think of it as being nothing to do with what they perceive of being Morris dancing at all. They would look at it and think it was more related to something like American cheerleading. Yet it is quite definitely a continuous traditional development of the old Cheshire and Lancashire dances. The reason it took such a great turn and became very different, first and foremost, was the lack of dancers after the First World War, which did affect a lot of dancing all over the country. But I think in the north, because the dancing was related to processional things and more festive events rather than just Morris dancing as a separate unit, was very, very noticeably missing when the men weren't there, so that the existing men that survived wanted to keep it going in some form or other. And this was various ways of doing that, to teaching whoever was left, young boys initially, because they wanted to keep it male, and most of the old dancers tried to keep it male. But then when that didn't work very well, or if they weren't available, they filled up the sides with grown-up women, so there were mixed sides in the 20s, after the First World War, and later on, girls were brought in as well, and of course the girls were much more efficient at dancing and producing the results.
So nowadays, is it just female-based?
It is very much so female now, yeah. When the dancing was first in danger of being lost, the initial response was one of those three responses. Either the men just didn't... I should imagine quite a lot of the men were past caring because of the war and because of the impact of the war. They thought, what's the point, you know, and I should imagine lots of teams didn't bother anyway. But the ones that did bother tried desperately to keep it going by teaching people that were available. At that point, it didn't change very much. They were teaching the old dances. But then later on, after a short period, the Second World War came along, and a lot of the festivals, May festivals and processional things, rush-bearing occasions, were cancelled during wartime.
Right.
So there was another gap there, and it became quite a desperate situation. In desperation, they thought, what could they do to keep this going? What could they do to encourage this? And they did a very successful thing, and that was invent and devise competitions.
And how many groups of girls are doing Carnival Morris now? I mean, where's it based? Is it, because I don't think there's any down south, or not that I've heard of.
Well, there are quite a lot now, but they don't tend to dance in public as much. They tend to dance at private events nowadays. And the reason for that is that with the advent of the competition in lots of May Queen festivals and Rushbearing festivals in the north, loads and loads of young girl teams attended processions, and this filled out the processions fantastically. You know, it was really good. But then, because they had competitions all day, if there were hundreds of teams turning up at one event, they took over the whole day. So a lot of the organisers, over a period of years, became a bit disenfranchised with the whole idea. You know, they were taking the thing over. And there are stories of the dancers performing well into the evening, into the darkness, you know, because they hadn't finished the competitions. There were that many people had turned up dancing under cars gathered around with the lights on and things like this, just to finish off the competitions. And it got too much. And a lot of the organisers in recent times stopped the competitions because it was just flooding their local festival, you know. And what's happened then is that all the dancing teams, although you still see them at some carnivals, there's a lot less competitive element in public displays, and they have competitions privately. They organise weekends and go away and have competitive things between themselves. So it's a lot less noticed. You know, you don't see great floods of carnival, fluffy Morris as we call it, going on. You see the odd team here and there. But it's still very, very popular. There's still lots and lots of teams in northern towns of young girls dancing. The competitions were very successful in keeping Morris dancing going, but because of the competitions, that's why it changed so drastically over the years, because the competition judges had to look for things to award points for. So they standardized all the things they were looking for, and regional differences were lost. Regional kit was lost because they got points for innovative kit, and they changed the kit every year, every 2 years. They changed the style of dance. They did different figures every year because that got them extra points. So what was a successful thing keeping Morris dancing going actually changed the form of it drastically over a very short number of years.
What kind of music do the girls dance to?
Nowadays it's all taped or recorded music. In the time before the Second War, between the two wars, they would dance with the brass bands that played in the processions. They would stay there in the afternoon and play music for the dancers to dance to. But then as the dances got more complex, they danced to more specialised music. They brought in taped and recorded music to play, and that's what they dance to now. There is no live music being danced to at all now in the Carnival Morris.
In terms of the costumes, when I think about cheerleading, I think mm-hmm. sort of skimpy little skirts and you know, that kind of thing. I mean, is there any additional Morris, you know, still seen through the costumes, or has that completely gone?
Virtually completely gone.
Right.
They try to change their costumes and have new costumes every 1 or 2 years. They don't have any sort of idea that there's a kit that is recognised to be theirs. You know, they may stick to certain colours, but the short skirts, bolero-type waistcoat jackets with medals all over them for the prizes that they've won, you know, hair, usually with a little... I suppose that's the only similarity, because a lot of the old Cheshire sides probably wore small school caps, and sometimes the girls wear little sort of round caps, but usually they're in bunches, and as I say, blouses, bolero waistcoats and short skirts, long white socks, white pumps with often fluffy bits on, and they carry the instead of the sort of what you would say, think of as a slings or sticks that you might see in the Northwest Morris, they carry fluffy pom-pom things, and the leader very often, usually, has a tambourine and bangs the beat out with a tambourine. They look very much like cheerleaders.
And how young do kids start doing Carnival Morris now? Where do they learn it? If somebody from the South wanted, you know, was interested by it and wanted to go away and get information and learn how to do it, how would they go about doing that?
I think they'd probably find it on internet sites, but as an outsider, I wouldn't know where to start. But they do, as far as age is concerned, they do flood the market right through from very, very tinies, you know, 5, 6, 7 year olds even, right up to teenage, and even some mature women still dance it if they're people who've been dancing for a long time. I think the competitions are still divided into 3 or 4 different age groups, with very young ones, middle ones, and sort of teenage ones. Three divisions at least. I wouldn't know, I'm not an expert in it.
And in terms of, you know, the future of Carnival Morris, do you think it's got a particularly strong future, or do you think it's in threat of dying out?
I think it's become very, very insular, really. People do still recognise it. Obviously people who dance it know about it, and people who see, certainly in the north, you know, North Cheshire, South Lancashire, Merseyside, people who see dancers will straight away say, oh yes, Morris dancers, they'll know that it is called Morris dancing. Some of the dancers themselves, some of the girls themselves, seeing other people, seeing men dance what they perceive as being older dances, will say, oh, we dance Morris dance, but you do the proper Morris dance. They still think of theirs as being a kind of side shoot to it for some reason, you know. They think of it as not being real Morris dancing very often, which is strange because it is a continuous development, although it's changed dramatically over the years. It is traceable right through to the older style sides, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll. I can't see it growing again into a great big sort of public display that it used to be, because there were too many girls sides dancing, you know, and it just flooded the market sort of thing. I think they still go for weekends at places like the Isle of Man and have competitions, and you can still see local sides in the area, say local troops, saying, you know, we're the champion troop from 1999 or whenever, you know. There's still quite a heavy competitive element, but it's all done very much in private among the people in the know, you know, among their own groups.
And would you say a lot of people up north do know about Carnival Morris, or is it, again, quite a sort of specialised...
No, I think everybody in the areas where it goes on, everybody will recognise it straight away. They'll recognise all the different forms of Morris dancing. How on earth they place it into the, into their consciousness, I don't know, because it's obviously very, very different.
Mm.
But they see both the old forms and Cotswold stuff as well as the North West stuff. They would recognise it all as being Morris dancing, and they would call it that. But how they rationalise that in their minds, I don't know, because it's obviously very, very different stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I have no idea what it looks like or anything, but I mean, it sounds like a really, really good thing to be doing, especially if it gets of young people out and enjoying it, and it also links back to the heritage of the country, and I think that's fantastic,
yeah.
Really.
The problem, really, is the judging of the competitions, because that's what changed a lot of the style, because you lost points in competition if your lines weren't straight. You lose points in competition if your stepping isn't the same as somebody else's, like the Tiller girls, you know, that if your thighs aren't horizontal when you lift the leg up, then you lose points. So that a lot of regional stepping, a lot of regional styles disappeared, sacrificed, so they could win competitions, you know, and everybody began to dance in the same sort of way. And they got extra points for new ideas, so the old figures disappeared and new figures came in, so that changed very quickly as well. And if you have to keep in line, and it looks more regimented and more like a march, you know, but they do steps which you can relate to the old polka step or the old rant style step that Northwest Morris still use, and yet it's very, very stylized, very heavily stylized.
Obviously, I'm based in the south. I have no idea what any of this is about, and I think
it'd
be fantastic to sort of try and get it sort of a little bit widespread across the country, because it sounds like something that a lot of people could really enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that'd be really.
Well, I know some of the collectors have actually collected some carnival dance. As well as the earlier form. I know Roy Domit did do some collecting up in the north, Runcorn area, and Widnes and Liverpool areas in the 50s, and collected some of what we would call Carnival Morris, because I think he was interested in the transitional nature of it and what was left of the relationship between this new development of the dance and the old style, you know. So there are some tabulated sort of collections of the stuff, you know. And as I say, that there are sides still doing it, but I think you'd probably have to look up Carnival Morris on the web and see what you got back from a search engine.
Thank you very much for chatting to us about Carnival Morris. It's been really, really interesting, especially for the people that haven't got a clue about it, or as I didn't until we had had the chat. But thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
See you. Bye.